Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. Betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. Betonline.ag. Only bet what you can and please bet responsibly.
Hello, hello, Fightful Fitful, hello, friends, and welcome to another prediction show. And this time, it's a Toronto special because I'm joined by Fightful's own Joel Pearl. Hi, Joel, how are you?
I am wonderful, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm great. Are you feeling like me where you kind of just want to get out in the sunshine, though, because it's nice here today?
For the first time in a long time, if you are in Toronto, it is a beautiful day. It's nice enough to go outside. The wind isn't going to blow you over. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. I'm going to run outside after we do this. I promise.
Same. This is the weather I've been waiting for. This is the weather I've been waiting for the past 6 weeks I've been here. But we're here today to talk about WWE Backlash, which is coming live to us this weekend from France, which means it's an afternoon pay-per-view for us, Joel. It's 1 p.m. start.
Bless us.
I know. Is this going to be like a lunch situation for you, or do you have any plans for watching this?
So 2 years ago, absolutely. First of all, we have to put some respect on the show's name. It is called Le Backlash.
Le Backlash.
Le Backlash. Secondly, Le Backlash. If it was a couple of years ago, I probably would have been watching, hanging out with everybody, doing maybe a watch along, whatever. But honestly, I'm in dad hours now. So I'm with the kid all day. So once the show ends, I'll pick it up like in the evening, which is like the weirdest thing. But I'll be able to skim it, pay attention to it in my own way. I won't be watching live, but I'll be keeping tabs on it. How about you?
Well, firstly, does your child not want to be part of Le Backlash? Do they not want to watch Le Backlash?
He's two. We're going to give him a little bit of time before we corrupt his brain with Le Wrestling.
Well, you can show him wrestling. You can teach him a bit of French.
He'll learn.
All good.
We'll get him on the English track, and then we'll get him on the French because we are Canadian.
You know, for me, at first I was thinking, yeah, 1 p.m. I might go watch it with my friends in a bar. Shout out if you're in Toronto, Gabby's on King West. But then I was like, actually, I'm going to work during it and just have it on, you know, in the afternoon, because it doesn't feel like that big a show. Like, let's be honest, we're not here. You know, it's very post Mania vibes. Yeah. And I think WWE the past couple of weeks, like they were on a massive high from Mania. And like it hasn't been bad, but it's been like post Mania vibes. Like they've been doing the draft the past like 2 weeks, and it's been a little like, okay, Dwayne is gone, except when he's on Instagram getting his minions to give out swords. But yeah, it feels a little like low-key. But hey, we still got 5 matches to preview right now as of today, as of the recording on Thursday. And you guys, if you want to give us your predictions, get those super chats in. And don't forget to give this video like a thumbs up as well and a share. Are you ready to get into this, Joe? Le Backlash?
I am ready. Let's get our baguettes. Let's have a good time.
I should have worn my beret. Would that be offensive? I don't know.
No, it's not offensive. You're paying homage to a culture that runs on berets.
For sure. Berets and baguettes.
And backlash. We're doing it. We got 3 B's right there. Berets, baguettes, and backlash.
Berets, baguettes, and backlash. Okay, let's start with someone that can speak more French than us, Kevin Owens, who is teaming with Randy Orton versus the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa, and Tama Tonga. Joel, for you, how has Tama Tonga come in to WWE and fit himself into the Bloodline?
I love that he doesn't have much to say. I love that he is going to be that subtle badass, but he's got to play it differently than Solo Sikoa, who is the other badass.
Yeah.
So it's going okay so far. I'm looking forward to that moment where we look at Tama Tonga and we say, oh no, he's insane.
Yeah.
And of course, other members who might be joining the Bloodline soon enough, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, this is a statement moment for Solo and Tama in this match.
For sure. I think that Tama has had like an interesting couple of years, because there was definitely a time when people were very sick of him, you know, Guerrillas of Destiny in New Japan. And it's amazing what a haircut can do. You can end up looking like a completely different person, right?
It works.
And now you find yourself as a member of the Bloodline, like one of the hottest stories in wrestling. So like that's pretty cool. I did expect Kevin to get like a bigger, you know, singles match with it being in France. But I think this is really good, him with Randy. Okay, so who do you think is going to win this one? I'll give my prediction first, and I'm going to say the Bloodline. Like, I don't think we can be given a loss to Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga after everything they've done. It'd be a bad start. What say you, Joel?
I'm inclined to agree. There's a small part of me that thinks if KO and Randy win, mm-hmm. then it just kind of puts a little emphasis on the fact that the Bloodline's not as strong as they think they are. And then they need another member to make themselves even stronger. But I still think KO can eat a pin and he'll be okay.
These other members that we're alluding to, do you think anyone makes the trip to France for le debut at Le Backlash?
That's kind of my favorite part. Is that they could do that.
Yeah.
You're going to bring them all the way over here just for that. All right, yeah. Sure.
It would be kind of like, wasn't it Solo debuted at Clash of the Castle? Am I getting that right? In Wales?
Yeah. That was his debut for main roster.
Main roster. So it could happen. I think of how far AJ Styles went. Where was it AJ Styles
flew all the way to North Australia?
Anything's possible. You know, I think the next match we're going to talk about is the one that I'm maybe most interested in, or like I most think something could happen here, because this is a show, by the way, with 4 titles on the line and just 5 matches. So we have the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane, versus Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. This is for the Women's Tag Team Championship. I absolutely love this Bianca Jade team. I think they're really great. I think this was like the best idea for Jade. It feels very authentic to me, like Bianca in real life is helping Jade, guiding her through this WWE process and taking her under her wing. And it's cool to see it here on TV. I think the Asuka and Kairi Sane is obviously, we've had a lot going on with the Kabuki Warriors, with what happened with Bayley and stuff. And I think that putting these titles on Bianca and Jade makes sense to me as a really great way to establish them. So yeah, what do you think, Joel? How do you think of the presentation of Jade Cargill?
So Jade looks great.
Yeah.
Jade and Bianca together look fantastic. And you had Naomi as well. You watched the three of them after WrestleMania at the press conference. They were having a ball. They were having so much fun. The chemistry is there. The friendship is there. Everything's great. There's a part of me that I've talked myself into. They lose. There's a possibility that I think Bianca and Jade lose to a tag team that's been around longer, that therefore has more experience, and forces Bianca and Jade to go back to the proverbial drawing board. Not that they break up, because I don't think I don't want that. I don't think anyone really wants that. I think they want to see the big three continue and thrive. Yeah. But let them lose. I've been an advocate for letting Jade lose a match. It's not the end of the world. And if you're going to do it, you do it this way, where the Kabuki Warriors and even Dakota Kai get involved in a way that the loss is tainted and it forces them to either run it back, or either way, Jade loses and eats a pinfall and you get it out of the way.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to be the super dominant athlete that they pushed her as in AEW. And that was fine. That was their presentation. She can eat an L, and I think that'd be okay. So I wouldn't mind the Kabuki Warriors retaining tomorrow. Whenever the show is.
I think that I agree with you that that's like a logical thing to do. Like, the Kabuki Warriors way more established than Bianca and Jade. I just worry, like, it's not that often, like, we see in wrestling that, you know, take a loss and then, yeah, kind of go back to the drawing board and, like, figure out what you need to do and that kind of thing, especially with someone that they've put so much emphasis on Jade. I think that would be, like, more realistic. And as, you know, pretty good a booker as Triple H is, I'm not sure, like, I have 100% faith in him to, like, tell that story without any kind of like friction between them, like more a real life thing of like, hey, you know, we lost. But but the thing that makes me think that I could be wrong as well is this is just Backlash. So running it back at like a pay-per-view with more of a name, you know, like what about if they ran it back at Money in the Bank in Toronto? We'd enjoy that, wouldn't we?
Oh, I would be a big fan of that, especially sitting in the stands watching with everyone else. You bring up something interesting, by the way. I think people get really excited for the idea of a PLE happening outside of the US and Canada and in a different space. But I think people put emphasis in a big moment needing to happen there.
Yes.
And I would refute that. And I'd say you don't need every international PLE hasn't had some huge like moment other than maybe a local talent gets over, or, you know, you look at what happened at Elimination Chamber in Australia. That was Rhea Ripley's moment, but she was already the champion. She just had a challenger, Nia Jax, got her up, did a great match. But other than that, you know, it wasn't a big show. It was pretty paint by numbers. That's kind of what we're looking at here. Same thing happened at Backlash last year in Puerto Rico, where like the big moment was Bad Bunny having a really fun entrance and a really fun match with Damian Priest. Like, the match meant nothing in the grand scheme of things. So I think people kind of get there. They get really excited for something that's not going to happen. This is going to be a fun show, but I don't expect anything massive to happen.
I think it's like old WWE brain of like doing a PLE in France or in the UK or in Australia or in Puerto Rico. It's like, oh my gosh, wow, this is like so rare. But their strategy now is doing so many more international shows that, yeah, a lot of these are just run-of-the-mill shows. It's like normalize PLEs being outside the US and Canada. And you kind of do that by just presenting a show that you would if you were in the US. Because if we were talking about like Backlash, not Le Backlash, and it was in anywhere in the US, right, we wouldn't be expecting anything big, would we? We'd be like, oh, it's the post-mania pay-per-view, you know.
Look back in 2015, WWE Network was big and they did the Beast in the East special.
Yeah.
They went to Japan and they did, it was Brock versus Kobe, but there were a bunch of other matches that people were like, oh my God, it's going to be this huge thing. And no, it was a house show. with Michael Cole letting loose a little bit more because he was on the call at 5 a.m. That's kind of what we're looking at. It's a fun show, but it's not an important show.
For sure. Okay, up next, we have Damian Priest versus Jey Uso for the World Heavyweight Championship. Joel, do you want to kick us off on this one? What are your thoughts on Damian Priest and Jey Uso?
I would like to congratulate Jey Uso on his U.S. championship win at SummerSlam. Sorry, I'm a few months ahead. Competitive match. Jey Uso is going to lose. Maybe Logan Paul gets involved because they're all friends now. That's pretty much all I got. It's a pretty, again, paint by numbers. Damian Priest just won that championship at WrestleMania. Hasn't really done much other than set up a defense against Jey Uso. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple. How about you?
I feel the same. And I feel that Damian, of course Damian's going to retain, right? And I feel like he's kind of got almost an expiry date in a way, because we're looking to other things. We're looking to Drew McIntyre. We're looking to CM Punk. It feels like how, unfortunately, when Swerve won the title, people are well, Ospreay's going to win it at All In. It's there's something that people are looking ahead to or have put in their minds that's going to happen. I think that's kind of a hindrance to Damian as a champion, because as great as he is, it's not like a title run that kind of jumps off the page in the same way as if Drew was holding it now. All the shit he's doing is so attention grabbing. So yeah, it is. It's probably going to be a good match, but it is just a run of the mill match. And I don't think there's going to be that much drama in it, because I think we can all safely say that Damian's going to retain that. And once we get to the summer, we'll see what happens with him. But yeah, and Jey Uso, yes, his future is with another belt, I would say, too.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, next we have Bayley versus Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton. Triple threat match for the WWE Women's Championship. I think this is a really great mix of people. It's so cool to see Tiffany Stratton being in there, and how they've brought her into the main roster and kind of got her into the mix. Naomi, I think, has been really great recently, especially with the team with Bianca and Jade that we've talked about. And Bayley is just, she's Bayley. She's wonderful. I'm still so happy for her. What are you expecting to come out of this match?
Have you guys seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt, staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looked more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix it with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike the other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade, has hundreds of 5-star reviews. I love the taste of this. I love the way that I feel after drinking it. I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother, body looks leaner, I have energy all day. I just feel younger. And the flavor is so much better than other green drinks. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful for up to 44% off your regular price order. Every purchase is packed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, boost of energy, and overall a healthier body, go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tiffany Stratton will have a further breakout performance.
Yes.
That's really what this is going to do, is set up Tiffany Stratton further. She's working with two women who are well above her in terms of experience, mm-hmm. but are also great teachers in the ring. And yes. So as a result, most people are going to come out of this match talking about Tiffany Stratton, I think, than they will the potential of Bayley retaining, which is kind mm-hmm. of what I expect. And Naomi eats another pin. Okay, that's where we're at. I was hoping Naomi would have sided with Jimmy Uso by now, but we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. So I'll leave it at that. But in terms of the match itself, it's going to be all eyes on Tiffany as a performer, Bayley as the retainer of the championship.
I think the crowd will be super behind Tiffany too, in a way. That does seem to happen like a lot with the international crowds, but she's been like getting that anyway. But people get very like excited about the new face and like want to back her. So I think, yeah, that the person we'll be talking about coming out of this match will be Tiffany, and it'll be great for her. But I don't see Bayley dropping this belt. I think, yeah, I think Bayley's going to stay champion. Okay, I guess our main event here, we have Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles singles match for the Undisputed WWE Championship. I mean, is Cody Rhodes, is AJ Styles gonna, now that Cody's finished the story, just close the book and take the title off him? I don't see that happening at all.
What do you mean? This is what happens. You close a book and you start another. The new book is the book of AJ Styles.
The book of AJ Styles. How do you think they've handled Cody now that the story is complete, and now that, you know, Dwayne's gone off into the sunset for however long, and he's had to rebuild like himself kind of storyline wise? Like, how do you think he's been presented so far as champion?
It's only been a few weeks. This is that mm-hmm. awkward point in the year where they call it the WrestleMania hangover, right? So yeah. The is over. They did the draft. The draft was what it was. Feel how you will. Now it's backlash. And they've done this. They've booked themselves into this weird situation where between now and SummerSlam, there's like five PLEs. And it's just and they're all out of town. They're all out of mm-hmm. They're not in the U.S. They're outside of the country. And so as a result, like, booking is weird. Presentation is weird. Everything is a little flip-flopped upside down. So Cody is weathering his own storm as the champion. The presentation's been fine. I think they've been doing everything to make you understand that not only was he the guy coming into Mania, but he is the guy coming out of WrestleMania. He is the champion. He's the representative. He's doing the interviews. He's doing the spaces. It's all there. He's the anchor on SmackDown. They're going to continue with that. Arguably anyone who has this much momentum coming out of WrestleMania is going to have a match that is impressive, is fun, but the outcome is not in doubt. Cody's going to win. We're going to move on. AJ Styles has not been a championship contender for a while. This is just one of those AJ Styles makes people, and Cody Rhodes is already made. So let's just have a fun match. That's what you're going to expect, and that's what you're going to get.
Is AJ who you would have picked from the tournament? Like, obviously he went with LA Knight in the final. Is AJ, does he make sense to you?
Given who we saw in the tournament? Yeah, it was. LA Knight is a babyface. So is Cody Rhodes. AJ mm-hmm. Styles is still cementing this character of his.
Yeah.
This is a way for him to do it. This is a way for him to not only show respect to Cody Rhodes through the promo, but also cement that he is still a bad guy and he's still going after a championship. It's fine. Gallows and Anderson will probably get involved because they're on SmackDown again. They just mm-hmm. wrapped up with NXT by all accounts. So fly them out to France, maybe for SmackDown, show that they're going to be there in solidarity with their pal AJ.
For sure. I think that you're right about, like, Cody does absolutely feel like a guy. And I think the guy. And things were just, like, exciting from the Rumble to Mania. They were exciting and hot on a level that we haven't seen for a long time. Like, it was such a high that it is like normal programming has been resumed, you know, right now. It's like, yeah, Cody's champion. He's going to have these challengers that we don't believe have a chance of winning. And it's about him just continuing to keep interest with his presentation and his storytelling and his promos, which I think Cody is really, really good at. You know, he's a good storyteller. He's a really good promo. And he is super invested in being the guy. He's super invested in being the actual face of the company. And I think it's been like a long time because obviously Roman was the face of the company, right? But he wasn't put out there in the same way as Cody. He was like a big heel, whereas Cody is like the guy that wants to, you know, do all the interviews, be on the shows, like do that kind of thing, kind of more Cena-esque in a way, more like Cody will go meet all the kids and do all the community stuff. And it's been a while since we've seen them get behind someone like that much. That, like, it's really cool, and he completely fits that role perfectly.
And he's said since day one, since he returned to WWE, that that's what he wants to do. And mm-hmm. he's not just planning it, he's doing it. You see him doing all the things you mentioned, and then some, and that's great. That's what WWE needs right now. That's what they need. And I would argue any entertainment company needs that. Mm-hmm. And they're getting that with Cody Rhodes right now, which is a big plus for WWE.
Absolutely. So that's it. That's our five matches. We might get another one added on SmackDown, I guess, when they'll be in France. But for now,
do they fly Sami Zayn over? Because he speaks fluent French too. Like, do we do that? He's the Intercontinental Champion. What do we do?
I think absolutely. I think if you have a belt called the Intercontinental Belt and the guy holding it speaks French, then absolutely I would fly him over, especially after like that moment he got in Montreal was so incredible that I think he'd get such a massive reception. Is there anyone that you could see them put him against? Like maybe like a new call up from NXT or something, like someone just to get them on the card and just have a good match with like a Sami Zayn?
I feel like it's more likely they'd just run Sami Zayn, Bronson Reed, and Chad Gable in a triple threat.
Right.
Sami Zayn win. Do it. Run it like a house show. Bronson Reed doesn't eat the pin because we're still keeping Bronson Reed strong, and I'm biased, but Sammy would retain and we move on. It's just another match for a card that's is what it is. It's pretty much how I put it.
For sure. Look, guys, it's for anyone in North America like us, it's an afternoon show. It's a show that you can have your lunch with, maybe crack open an early beer. You know, it will be 5 o'clock somewhere. We passed 5 o'clock. We're back. The backlash is, but it's going to be a good time. A little afternoon show never hurts. But Joel, thank you so much for joining me. Merci beaucoup.
Oui, je parle français un peu. C'est vrai.
I can't think of any other phrases. Unless we're going to go into rude ones, which just wouldn't be appropriate. But hopefully the next time that we do something together, we'll have like a meteor show to talk about, like bigger show.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
If not, we'll stand outside of Scotiabank Arena in Toronto before Money in the Bank. And we'll just talk about that show and make it sound fun, which it will be, but, you know, different.
For sure. Well, I have to see you at Money in the Bank. But now that I know where you're based and where I'm based, maybe I'll just end up seeing you in the street one day.
Hey, you know
what? In Toronto.
Don't stalk me and we'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, especially now, but it's nicer weather, you know. But thank you so much, Joel. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Don't forget to give the video a thumbs up. Thank you to our sponsor, Bet Online. I will be back for the next What It Is Double or Nothing next, or is there a WWE one that I'm forgetting about in between now on May 22nd.
Oh, boy. I think it's Double or Nothing next. And then I think the next week is King of the Ring.
Yep. King and Queen of the Ring is coming our way on May 25th. On May 25th. It's the same weekend. Okay. Yes. Guys, next time you see me, it's going to be a double bill. Double or Nothing. King and Queen of the Ring. But yes, once again, thank you, Joel. Thank you for everyone for watching. And au revoir. Enjoy Le Backlash.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.